Blog Talk Radio.
Lord of Father God, I thank you for another Monday night, God, for another opportunity, God, to sit before your people to tell them what thus says the Lord. I thank you for the strength, God, to bring forth this message the way that you gave it to me, God, that your name may get the glory. I simply ask tonight, God, that you use me to your benefit, however you see fit, so that your name may get the glory. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Living Fire, everybody. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you for taking the time to join me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will indeed be a blessing unto you. Let's get right into it for tonight. The foundational text comes from 2 Kings 5, verses 1 through 15. That's 2 Kings 5, 1 through 15 from the NIV. Now Naaman was the commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy. Now bands of raiders from Aram had gone out and taken captive a young girl from Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." Naaman went to his master and told him what the girl from Israel had said. "By all means, go," the king of Aram replied. "I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So Naaman left, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of clothing. The letter that he took to the king of Israel read, "With this letter I am sending my servant Naaman to you so that you may cure him of his leprosy." As soon as the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his robes and said, "Am I God? Can I kill and bring back to life? Why does this fellow send someone to me to be cured of his leprosy? See how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." When Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his robes, he sent him this message. "Why have you torn your robes? Have this man come to me, and he will know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to say to him, "Go, wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh, and you will be cleansed." I'm going to read that again because that's a big point in tonight's message. Elisha sent a messenger to say to him, "Go wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed." But Naaman went away angry and said, "I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spot, and cure me of my leprosy. Are not Abana and Pophar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could not wash in them and be cleansed?" So he turned and went off in a rage. As it says, Naaman was angry. He was real angry, turned and went away in a rage. Naaman's servants went to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, wash and be cleansed?" So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean, like that of a young boy. Then Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. He stood before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all of the world except in Israel. So please accept a gift from your servant. Breaking anger off of you. Going on in the country. Anger seems to be the go-to emotion right now, and that's understandable. Believe me, that's understandable. But let's be honest, some of y'all had an anger issue long before we were in the midst of a so-called pandemic, long before the current police brutality and the racist attack, long before the picket signs and the protesting and the rioting, etc. Let's be honest, some of you was already struggling with anger issues before all of this stuff started coming to the surface. Can deliver you from that issue. Whatever it is, God can deliver you from that issue you've been struggling with. If you would just submit yourself to Him, if you would just submit yourself to Him, the scripture says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Romans 12:1, New King James. Serve God by giving yourself completely over to Him. Serve God by giving yourself completely over to Him and allowing Him to do what He wants to do the way He wants to do it. And for some of you, that is so hard because you want control over everything. You want it done your way, just like Naaman, you want it done your way. But you must serve God by giving yourself completely over to Him. That's what it means to submit. Submit yourself completely to Him. Give yourself completely to Him. Allow Him to do what He wants to do the way He wants to do it. I'm just here to tell somebody tonight, God can break that anger off of you. Hear me. God can break that anger off of you, break that fear off of you, break that addiction off of you, etc. If He did it before, He can do it again. If He did it before, He can do it again. Somebody, you need to shout in advance for God showing up and doing it again. Somebody, you need to shout in advance. Don't give it to Him in advance for showing up and doing it again. Somebody, you need to shout, do it again, Lord, in my house. Do it again, Lord, in my family, in my marriage. Do it again, Lord, in me, because I'm struggling. If you be honest with the Lord, you're struggling. I'm struggling, Lord, with some things right now. Do it again, Lord, in my house. Do it again, Lord, in my family. Do it again, Lord, in my marriage. Do it again, Lord, in me, because I'm struggling. God did it tonight in the foundation of text for Naaman. God broke anger off of Naaman once and for all in tonight's text. And since God is no respecter of persons, meaning He does not show favoritism, look up Acts 10:34 NIV. You're going to have to take my word for it. Look up Acts 10:34 NIV, and you will discover that God is no respecter of persons, meaning He does not show favoritism. And since He does not show favoritism, there's no reason He can't do it for you. No reason He can't do it for you. Notice, here in tonight's foundational text, how Naaman got angry. I want you to notice, pay close attention, how in tonight's foundational text, Naaman got angry over something so petty as Elisha not wanting to do things the way he expected. It was so petty as Elisha not doing what he expected. That's how petty it was. It was just that Elisha didn't do what he expected. He expected him to come out and lay hands on him, but the man of God didn't do it that way. In the CEV, it says, but Naaman stormed off grumbling. That's how filled with anger he was. After he saw that Elisha was not going to come out and lay hands on him the way he wanted him to, he had a little tantrum fit, and he stormed off grumbling. That's how filled with anger he was. Come out and talk to me. I thought for sure he would stand in front of me and pray to the Lord his God, then wave his hand over my skin and cure me. First of all, you can tell those who have real anger issues. You can tell those who have real anger issues. Not those that get angry sometimes, but those that have a real anger issue. You can tell those that have a problem with anger. They are the ones that get angry over not having things go their way and throw a tantrum. Just like that, because anything go their way, they have a tantrum. They get angry because they can't have their way. Angry at some of the pettiest stuff imaginable. Second of all, you can always tell somebody with anger issues. They always feel they were wronged and someone owes them something. And so they're justified in their anger and feeling the way they feel. They always find a way to justify their behavior, to justify their anger, the way that they're feeling, always feeling like somebody owes them something or they was wrong some kind of way. Or they were wronged some kind of way. But God has a way of breaking through the anger. But God has a way of breaking through the anger, through the fear, through the rejection, whatever it is that you're dealing with, etc. Through his prophet, Elisha, God made Naaman wash himself in the Jordan 7 times. Through his prophet, Elisha, God made Naaman wash himself in the Jordan 7 times. And by the time God finished taking him up and down again, in the water, up out the water, in the water, out the water, in the water, up out the water. By the time he got through going up and down in that process, in and out the water, Naaman had more than just clean skin. He also had a new attitude. In the last verse of tonight's foundational text, let us see the attitude change in Naaman. The last verse says, then Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. After he had come out of the Jordan River and his skin was clean as a young boy, he was completely cured. Then Naaman and all his men of God, he stood before him and said, now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel. So please accept a gift from your servant. 2 Kings 5 and 15, NIV. Here was Naaman, the same man who was so angry because things weren't going his way. Angry because he couldn't have his way, throwing a tantrum, really putting up a fight in his anger against what God wanted to do, and the way in which he had said to do it. Still, here he was now standing before the man of God who pushed him into his healing, into his deliverance, humbly offering him a gift. So angry before, and now he stands before the man of God, before Elisha, offering him a gift. Don't tell me God can't change you. Don't tell me that person is too set in their ways to change. You might feel that way, but God can change you, change them, whoever they are, and anybody else. Don't tell me God can't change you. Don't tell me God can't change that person or that person is too set in their ways. You might feel that way, but God. Somebody say, but God. But God can change you, change them, whoever they are, and anybody else. Sure, you're angry now and fighting against what you don't understand. But when God gets through taking you through ups and downs, or when God gets through taking you through ups and downs multiple times, back to back, when God gets through taking you through ups and downs, every time you turn around, you're going back down. You're being dipped again as soon as you come up, just like Naaman was in the Jordan. But when God gets finished processing you, you will be healed. You will be delivered from anger, from fear, from rejection, from stress, etc. You see, every time you go through something and come out, that's God's way of breaking a little more of what doesn't look like him and what's not like him in you. That's his way of breaking a little more that thing, that issue in you that doesn't look like him or is unlike him and is unpleasing to him. tell you to stay angry all the time. Somebody, God didn't tell you to stay angry all the time. And he sure didn't tell you to sin and be petty while you're angry. In your anger, do not sin. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. That's what the word says in Ephesians 4:26-27 NIV. And so he's breaking it. And so he is breaking it. God is breaking it. God didn't give you the spirit of fear that's on you now. God didn't give you the spirit of fear that's on you now. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7, New King James. And so he's breaking it. God is breaking it. Somebody else, God will never reject you and cause a seed of rejection in the womb of your soul. God will never reject you and cause a seed of rejection to be planted in the womb of your soul. The Lord himself goes before you. Hear me, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. Does that sound like rejection? He said he'll be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Deuteronomy 31:8 NIV. When my father, even goes so far as to say, when my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take care of me. You don't even have to worry if your parents let you down. The Lord will take care of you. That's Psalms 27:10, New King James. Psalms 27:10, New King James. God, somebody else, God didn't give you the stress you're experiencing because of your marriage, your children, being laid off your job due to COVID-19, etc. He's not the one causing you stress because of your health, etc., causing your heart to be troubled. Remember, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. John 14:1, New King James. And so I close the message tonight with this powerful scripture. This scripture is powerful, so listen very carefully. This is Jesus talking. Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration, but be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. That's John 16:33. So he's breaking it off of you. And so he's breaking it off of you, that anger, that fear, that rejection, that stress, etc. Like Naaman, you don't like the way he's going about it. Like Naaman, you don't like the way he's going about it. So you're angry, you're fussing, you're complaining, etc. And you know what? And none of it is going to make God change his methods. And none of it is going to make God change his methods or speed up the process. Because that's what some of you want him to do. You want him to speed up the process. But oh, no, no, no. You can be as angry as you want, fuss as much as you want, complain as much as you want, but that's not going to make him change his methods or speed up the process. Naaman had to dip himself in the Jordan River 7 times. Naaman had to dip himself in the Jordan River 7 times if he was serious about getting healed. And you still would have to face some ups and downs until you are cleansed, delivered, healed, for whatever your issues are too, like it or not. You're still going to have to face some ups and downs until you get cleansed, until you get healed, until you get delivered from whatever your issues are. But no, it's working together. It's all working together for the good. It's all good, simply put. Romans 8:28. Amen. Amen, somebody. Amen. This concludes tonight's message. If you need prayer or Bible-based consultation, call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or email prophetstacy@prolificfire.com. Or email prophetessaintsandproliferatefire.com. However, if you're on the phone lines right now via Block Talk Radio and you have a specific prayer request unrelated to what we just prayed about, because you should have received that by faith, unrelated to what the Word of God was talking about, because you should have received all of that by faith, phone rules for tonight. Get your prayer request in your head. Get your prayer request in your head and press 1. Don't miss out on that part. Press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone now. I will call out your area code so that you will know that you're about to be on the air. Don't worry, I'm just going to call out your area code, nothing more. But wait until you hear me say hello. Wait until you hear me say hello and properly greet you before you start talking. That way, not only will God hear your prayer request, but I will hear it and proceed accordingly. Not only will God hear your prayer request, but if you wait and let me greet you properly, I will hear your prayer request as well and proceed accordingly. Now the announcements. I'm going to give you a few minutes to get your prayer request together, and I will be back to you. Now the announcements. If you need this ministry's PayPal info or Cash App info, you can access the PayPal by going to paypal.me/prolificfire. That's paypal.me/prolificfire. The Cash App is $ and Prolific Fire. $ Prolific Fire, Prolific in the F and Fire capital. As usual, you can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Property Safety, like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Check out also the website. Check out prolificfire.com. Many of the things that I named on tonight can be done right there on the website. Also, in addition to all of that, you can sponsor a child through World Vision. I am a sponsor as well as a child ambassador for World Vision. So if you want to know more about that, check out the website. Also, I have a program called Train the Pain. It's designed to train any type of pain to work for you. So if you have pain, and as I'm sure we all do, especially these days, check out the program. It's only $20. The Lord had me lower the price, $20 for 2020. So if you're interested, you can sign up right there on the website, and I will be talking to you soon, ministering the word of the Lord through the program soon. It's a biblical program, so the method that I'm going to use and teach you about how to train is all I know. If you don't want it biblical, then I'm not the one that you need to be talking to. But if you want a biblical standpoint, what the Lord has to say about your pain and how you can make your pain work for you, train your pain to work for you, then this is your program. Check it out on prolificfire.com. If you don't get your prayer request in on tonight for whatever reason, your second opportunity will come on Friday night. Be sure to join us for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Faith. It's a time of prayer and encouragement. So if you need prayer, if you need encouragement, be sure to call in Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. That's 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, by calling the number that many of you call tonight, 347-426-3782. That's 347-426-3782. Your prayer request will be taken then, too. Remember, it's 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, Friday night. So call in. Then join me, yours truly, back here Monday night, for Prolific Fire, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, when the message will be desperately reaching for Jesus. Because how many know we need Jesus on a whole another level right now? So the message is entitled Desperately Reaching for Jesus. And those of you that may be new to the ministry and you don't know the vision statement for Prolific Fire is Prolific Fire seeking to help you where you hurt, which simply means we deal with real issues using the Bible as a reference. With all of that being said, I'm coming to the phone line. To God be the glory.